The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Corpse That Wasn't There. The Green Hornet strikes again. Miss Case and Ed Lowry were returning to the Daily Sentinel after lunch. The streets were crowded, and as they took their last corner, a man hurrying from the opposite direction ran into them.
Oh, excuse me, I'm in a hurry.
Hey, why don't you watch where you're going, you... I tell you, Casey, sometimes I think they need traffic lights on the sidewalk, too. Are you okay?
Yes, except for my handbag.
Oh, wait, here it is on the sidewalk. Hey, this yours, too?
What?
This letter.
No, it's not mine. It's already been mailed, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mailed and unsealed.
Lowry, never mind your reporter instincts. Not right to look at other people's mail.
No, nuts, I wasn't going to open it. Well, what do we do with it? Throw it away?
It may be important.
Mr. Ernest Kegler. It's probably the joker who bumped into you. Well, why should we bother with it?
Oh, give it to me, Lowry. I'll call him up from the office. Gosh, look at the time. We'd better hurry.
Hello, Miss Case.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Reed.
Anything important?
No, it's been pretty quiet all morning. Here's your mail.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, let's... Wait, this one. This isn't mine, Miss Case.
Oh, yes, that's a letter that someone dropped on the street. I've been trying to reach him by phone. Do you mind if I try now?
Oh, go right ahead. I'll glance at my letters.
Hello, switchboard. Yes, this is Lenore, Helen. Will you try that number again? It's Yes, that's right.
It's a letter from Clicker Benny. She's a second officer on the wax now.
Uh-huh, in North Africa.
I'll have that posted on the bulletin board, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, Helen. Oh. Hello, Kay, thanks. Maybe he does work in a factory or someplace. No, I won't bother. Goodbye. Still no answer.
Why not just put it in an envelope and send it to him?
I guess that's the easiest thing.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this the address?
Yes.
It's right on my way home. I'll tell you what, Miss Case. I'll drop it off there myself. How's that?
There's house. I come back in one moment.
Take you long. Cato, you've still got the letter.
Mr. Britt, please. I see something through the window. You come look.
What's that?
Please, you come with me.
All right.
Look there. You see?
Well, I'll be... Cato, try the door.
Oh, it's unlocked, Mr. Britt.
Come on. Watch out. Easy now.
What do you think, Mr. Britt?
Well, it's obvious. All we needed was one look. Where's the phone?
On the table. What's the matter?
I don't get a dial tone, Cato. Oh, I thought so. Cato, this telephone wire's been cut.
Oh, that's very bad.
I'll get to the nearest phone and call the police. You stay here, Cato.
Very sad. Too bad for him.
Yes.
Oh, that's Mr. Britt. Hello? Mr. Britt? Mr. Britt, that you? Mr. Britt!
Get him.
What?
Now, get busy.
You're all right.
Oh.
That's it. Come on now.
Oh, Mr. Britt, what happened?
Well, that's what I want to know. I found you in the hall when we got here. You've got a bump on the top of your head like an egg. Looks like a blackjack. Who was it?
I don't know.
What happened?
Well, I wait in the room like you say. Then I hear a door close. I think it's you. I call and come out. Mr. Britt, I hear voices.
Hmm?
Voices back in the room. Who are they?
Well, they're just the police, Cato. They're checking on the body. Forget it. Now, go on. You came out this door. And then what?
Somebody close by me say, get him. I try to see who it is, but something hit me on the head. That's all. Oh, that's all except... Where is the letter?
The letter we came here to deliver? Well, you had it.
I have it no more. Letter's gone.
So that's what they wanted.
Hey, Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed.
Oh, yes, what is it, officer?
Say, what kind of a joke is this?
Joke? Murder's no joke.
Sure, that's what I mean. What was the idea of calling up the police and having all this?
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you people doing in my house? What are those cars outside the door?
Who are you?
Who am I? I live here. My name is Ernest Kegler. What does this mean? I come home...
Now, just a moment, Mr. Kegler. My name is Reed. I am publisher of the Daily Sentinel. Tell me, what's a dead man doing in your living room?
What kind of privacy can I put... What's that? A dead man in my living room?
Yes. Murdered.
Murdered? But
I... Now, hold on. Wait a minute. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Mr. Reed, if you're playing a joke, you're carrying it too far.
Joke? What are you talking about?
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Take a look in that room. There's no murdered man. There's nobody at all.
Noticed myself. When I got back there, Cato was lying in the hall. I didn't go into the living room at all. The police went in.
It's the strangest thing I ever heard of, Mr. Reed.
The body was gone. No trace of it. If it hadn't been for the broken telephone wire, I might have believed it was a dream.
And Cato and you both had the same dream. Well, what are the police going to do? Take you to a psychiatrist?
Oh, not quite. After all, they realized I wouldn't phone about nothing. They've decided that Cato and I walked in on a practical joke.
Someone was just playing dead.
That's it.
Got up and beat it after Cato left the room, I suppose. And what about using a blackjack on Cato? Was that to make the joke more practical?
Well, they haven't figured that one out yet.
Oh, good grief. All this because you delivered a lost letter.
Well, that reminds me. The letter was gone, too. Cato had it, and then when he...
Hello, boss. Hi, Casey.
Hello, Laurie.
Well, Laurie.
I drew a blank, boss.
You stayed with the police, didn't you?
Sure. And like you said, I hung right on their shoulders while they checked up on this Ernest Kegler guy. The one who owned the house.
Well, that's on the level. It is his house?
He's on the level all the way. Name's Ernest Kegler. He does own the house, and he's even got fingerprint proof of identification.
Fingerprints, Mr. Reed? A criminal record?
Now, that's Casey. Don't jump the gun. This guy works in a war plant. That's how he had fingerprints.
Oh.
Simon Pura.
As the driven snow. I don't know, boss. Maybe you and Cato walked in on a fraternity initiation.
It seems so. Now, somehow I was sure that when the police investigated Ernest Kegler, they'd run into something. Lowell, you saw Kegler.
Yeah?
Did he look like the man who bumped into Miss Case on the street?
I don't know. I didn't get a close look that time. I asked Kegler about a letter, and he said, yes, he'd lost one, but it wasn't important.
Well, it looks like the end of what might have been a good story for the Sentinel. I'll see you later, Miss Case.
But, Mr. Reed, you just arrived.
And now I'm leaving. I'll tell you something else. Kegler and the man I saw lying on the floor looked almost like twins. Goodbye.
Holy mackerel. Say, Casey, maybe the boss is crazy.
Britt, I think about it all day. If it were not for a bump on my head, I would not be sure.
You and I are the only ones who are positive, Cato. And with that letter missing...
Yes?
There's something strange going on, I'm sure of it.
Yes, sir.
Well, we've been wrong before. We may be wrong again. But at least we're going to find out.
Hmm?
There's no use sitting around talking about it. Maybe we can use the role of the Green Hornet. Get the mask and the gas gun. We're taking the Black Beauty.
A few seconds later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, superpowered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then dropped into place as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Where we go, Mr. Britt?
Same place, Cato. To Kegler's home.
Where is this?
Kegler's house is down at the far end of the block. We can leave the Black Beauty here in the alley.
Somebody go in Kegler's front door.
It looked like Lowry. I might have known. Lowry's a swell reporter. He always keeps digging.
Yes, but in this case, that's not so good for us, no?
It might turn out all right, Cato. In fact, it might be very helpful. Come on, we'll get into that house quietly. We'll be there when Lowry leaves. We might get something.
No, there isn't anything special I want to see about Mr. Kegler, but I just can't help feeling that the boss did run into something. He's a level-headed guy.
Yes, I understand. I read the Sentinel myself, a good newspaper.
He just stopped off to do you a favor and return that letter.
Huh?
The one you dropped when we bumped, remember?
Oh, yes, but it wasn't important. Please, why don't you forget the whole thing?
Oh, you know us reporters.
Maybe there was somebody here. I don't know. Maybe it was a practical joke. But whatever it was or wasn't, it's over and done with.
Okay. So you've got your letter, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, good night.
Yeah, I'll show you to the door.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Go to the door, Cato.
Yes, sir. We'll learn nothing yet.
Cato, back behind the drapes.
Kegler talking. The reporter was here. I'm worried. But I... All right, if you say so. Yes? Yes, I understand. Yes, nothing to worry about. The what? All right, I'll destroy the letter at once. Goodbye.
Okay, Kegler, hand over that letter.
Good.
Look out! He has guns!
In a house in the suburbs on the other side of the city from Kegler's home, a man named Bolton hung up the phone and crossed to another room.
It was Kegler.
Oh?
Yeah. Reporter from the Sentinel was nosing around again. I told him to forget it. Nothing's going to go wrong.
He's nervous, huh?
Well, you can't blame him. It was pretty close.
Yes. It's a lucky thing that fellow he sloped had the letter. I lifted it right from his hand.
Yeah, I told Kegler to burn it. We read it already.
Say, we've got to do something about, you know, that dead man.
Sure, sure.
Maybe the river.
Oh, shut up, will you? I'm thinking.
Hey. Where now?
Well, a double check. I'm going to call Kegler and make sure he burned that letter. 5 minutes. He's had plenty of time.
That letter would mean our finish if it got in the wrong hands.
Yeah. Huh. It's funny. No answer. Wonder what happened. Still no answer. How many times is that?
I don't know. 10, maybe.
It's been almost an hour.
Maybe he went out.
Sure he went out. But why? It's almost midnight. He said nothing to me on the phone about going...
Hey.
Yeah, come on. Hello, so you came here.
Yes.
Well, where you been? I've been calling you.
I didn't burn the letter, Bolton. And there's somebody who knows about it.
Now, what's eating you?
Come in here. It's dark out there. Come on in. All right, now, let's have it. What happened to the letter, and what do you mean somebody knows about it?
I can tell you, Bolton.
Oh, your mask.
The Green Hornet. Stop it. Leave it there. Reach for that gun, and I pull this trigger.
Hey, what's this all about? Kegler, are you pulling a fast
one? Don't blame him. He shot at me. It's just his tough luck that he missed, that's all. Now, how much is this letter worth, Bolton?
Nothing. Why?
And what happened to the man who was killed in Kegler's house?
What about the man?
Button your lip, Mannheim.
Don't kid me, Bolton. You've covered up pretty fast, but I've got ways of finding things out. Who was that dead man?
You're off the beam.
Was he somebody who knew your setup? Or maybe this Kegler's a fake. Maybe the dead man was the real Kegler.
You're pretty smart, aren't you?
The police might think so.
Don't give me that. You're the Hornet. You wouldn't go to the police.
If I can't get it from you, maybe I can get it from your stooge here. Come on, Kegler.
Well,
come on, we'll let Bolton think about it.
Stay here, Kegler.
He's coming with me.
No, he's not. I don't think you can handle him the right way. Me and Mannheim can do that. We'll stay... Now, get that gun.
Bolton, don't fight. I can't see. You won't get a chance. I'll take it one side, Kegler.
Gas. Mannheim, get him. Gas.
That gun, it didn't make a sound.
Okay, Kegler, come along. And close your mouth. You look like a fish. Hold it. What's back there?
The garage.
All right. You go first. We'll take the driveway. Just a moment. Kegler.
Yes?
Walk up to the garage. Stand there with your back to us. And remember, you make a perfect target against that white background. So don't try anything. Well, what is it?
Mr. Britt, I look in the garage.
Well?
I look in the back. There's a big, heavy trunk. You were right, Mr. Britt.
I was, huh? Fine, fine. That's all I want to know. Now, we'll leave a note for Bolton and Mannheim. And we'll see that Kegler gets back to his home and keeps his mouth shut until tomorrow night.
Mannheim, Mannheim, wake up. Come on, snap out of it. Come on, come on, wake up.
There's my gun. There's my gun. Oh, it's you. Is he gone?
Yeah. Him and Kegler both. I found this.
It's got the Hornet seal on it.
That's right.
I'll give you one more chance to talk money. Don't try anything till I call. She will be watched.
I guess he means business.
Yes. What about the garage?
Well, we better do like he says, Mannheim. We just sit tight and wait.
Hello? Yes, this is Kegler. No, I'm sorry. I won't be to work today. No, I'm not feeling well. Goodbye. I'm not feeling well at all.
City room, Ed Lowry talking. What's that? What? Yeah, what about Kegler? Huh? Say, who is this? I said, who?
What is it, Lowry?
Some guy said if I wanted a story, I should go see Kegler again.
Again?
Yeah, tonight around midnight. And I don't even know who called.
You, Bolton? I saw you last night, remember? That's right. Sure, stick around. I'll see you again. I'll say around 9 or 9:30. And no tricks this time.
A thing.
He'll be around. He said so.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I get the money for him, but
it's pretty tough.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I wish we'd taken care of that, you know, in the trunk in the garage.
And have the Hornet find out about that?
Maybe he already knows.
Maybe. I'll tell you one thing we got to do.
You mean Kegler?
Yeah. He's scared silly. He's already talked to the Hornet. How much we don't know. But he might talk to the police if the pressure gets strong enough. We got to take care of him.
Kill him, huh?
Yeah, we got to do it soon. We can't go...
That's the back door. The Hornet?
Yeah, who else? Keep your gun out of sight, man.
Don't worry. I don't take chances with that fella. Well, what are you waiting for? Open the door.
At the glass, Mannheim.
It's a shadow.
No. Looks as if he's leaning right against her.
You can't tell. It's that glass that you can't see through.
And there's something peculiar. Oh, well.
Look out! Bolton, it's the body from the trunk in the garage. Propped up against the door. Who put it there? How did it...
I did, Bolton.
The Hornet.
You know about it.
I want to know a lot more. Man's dressed something like Kegler. He looks like Kegler. Who was he? What was his name?
Forget it, Hornet. This doesn't concern
you. I'm mixed up in something. I want to know all about it. Oh, come on, who was he?
He's Kegler.
Kegler? Oh, I get it. You mean the real Kegler?
Yeah.
Your friend who calls himself Ernest Kegler?
He's...
Never mind, I can figure it. He took this man's place, didn't he? Took over his home. Man was kept a prisoner in his own house, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's it.
And when that newspaper publisher told the police he found a dead man there, this was the man he saw.
Yeah. That was while we were out of the house getting a car. When we got back, we slugged the man we found there.
And took the body out fast. What was the reason for all that, Bolton?
Well, I wanted our man to get a job in a war plant. And by using this one's references, he got a good job.
Preparing for sabotage, eh?
Something like that.
But something went wrong, and you had to kill him.
A letter came with a code message. Somehow the real Kegler got hold of it. He got out of the house and was on his way to the police. He saw us trailing him and got scared. He dropped the letter.
We caught up with him a couple of blocks further on and took him back to the house. So that's why the letter was important.
Yeah. Look, Hornet, there's two things we gotta do. We need that letter, and we gotta take care of this body.
It'll cost you money.
Here. There's plenty. Well, I'll give you...
I'll take it all. Thanks. What about your partner?
Kegler.
Okay, well, call him that for convenience. He's nervous. He might spill everything.
Certainly. We got to get rid of
him. Shut up, Mannheim. I was working on that Hornet. I haven't got any ideas, but...
I have an idea, Bolton. I might as well earn this money. It's a good idea. How about making it look like murder and suicide?
Murder?
Yes, with your friend as the murderer who commits suicide. I'll explain it later.
When?
When we get to Kegler's house, of course. I suppose you take this man over there in your car. Now, no tricks. I'll be driving right behind you.
You're close now, Mr. Britt.
Yes, they're turning the corner. No, don't follow them. Turn here in the alley. They'll stop at the house, all right. Now, come on. We'll go into that house the back way and be very careful. Lowry ought to be prowling around nearby.
Lowry, isn't that Kegler's house?
Yeah, Casey. It's too early for me to make my call. It's...
Well, look. Look, there are two men going toward the front door. They're carrying another man.
Ah. See, that guy's either had one drink too many or... Holy mackerel. Wait here, Casey.
Lowry, where are you going?
I'll be right back. I'm going to look in a window. Casey.
What is it? What did you see?
Plenty. They're inside now. That man they were carrying was dead. He's on the living room floor. And the Hornet's there, too.
Good grief.
I'll keep watching. You get to a phone and get the cops here as fast as you can.
I don't understand. I don't understand why you brought him back here. I don't see why.
Okay, Kegler, I'll clear it up for you. Mannheim, give me your gun. Wipe the print off first.
Mm-hmm. Here you are.
Thanks. Kegler, this is the gun Mannheim used to kill that man. The idea is to use this gun on you, and then leave it in your hand.
No.
Yes. It'll appear that you murdered that man, and now that you've committed suicide.
No, no, Bolton, don't let him.
Shut up, Kegler. That's the way we want it. It makes us safe, get it? Then the Hornet gives us that letter. We burn it. And... Hey, what's that?
Police cars. They're outside.
Police. Hornet, hurry up. Shoot him. Shoot him.
I will, Bolton, but not with your gun, with mine. Take it, Kegler.
Oh, no.
Hey, what good's that? It's just gas. He'll wake
yes,
up.
Yes, Bolton. He'll wake up and talk to the police, and you'll go to jail.
Bolton, we've been fooled. Get him. Get him before
you're too late.
Shot. I can't breathe. I can't.
Hurry, Mr. Britt. Police.
Yes, Kate, about the back way. Remind me to send this money to the USO.
Break the door down.
All right. Come on.
In here, this room.
Well, I'll be. Are they all dead?
No, just one of them. I saw the whole thing from the window, Sarge. And unless I'm nuts, you'll have a spy story that'll hit the headlines.
That's fine. But what happened to the Green Hornet?
Just heard the adventure, The Corpse That Wasn't There. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week at this same time. They're copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Heitz speaking. This program has come to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.